Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.
Up next, we speak to Dr. Bill McKinley. We're just going to just smash into the masterclass, just understanding what is the G20? What is this elephant that we talk about so much? As excitement, it's brewing, it's growing in South Africa. As you know, that the city of Johannesburg, they are hosting. They are the hosts of the G20 this year. We'll speak about that. We'll be speaking to Dr. Dale McKinley. What is actually the G20? I mean, we talk about G20, but just to get more of an understanding, you know, who qualifies to be a member within the G20? All that right here on Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah Wal Jama'ah. We'll get more with regards to the G20 summit that is being hosted in South Africa, in the city of Johannesburg. You know that, now it seems to be cleaner now. You know, government officials are at work. Are at work with regards to the hosting of the G20. Is it a coincidence? But in the main, what is this G20 that we talk about so much? We know that there's again, you know, there's the G7 as well, but let's talk about the G20 and the inclusion of BRIC countries. And then, of course, we know that Russia has been kicked out from the G20, but then Russia, they are members of the BRICS, the BRICS countries. So we'll speak to that. We'll speak about that with Dr. Dale McKinley to help us understand and just to get more clarity with regards to the G20. As in, what is this G20 that we all talk about, that we all anticipating to see and witness here in South Africa? We'll speak to Dr. Dale McKinley, a political economist. Dr. McKinley, thank you so much. Good afternoon. Welcome to the program.
Yes, good afternoon, Alfred. Always a pleasure.
Thank you so much, Dr. McKinley. I mean, if you can drive through the city center, you know, seems as if there's fresh air, new fresh air. Obviously, you've seen the mayor of the city of Johannesburg trying to clean some streets. There's this popular narrative that, okay, this has been done because of the city of Johannesburg is hosting the G20. But within the excitement of the G20, it's easy just to say G20, but what is this G20 that we're talking about?
Well, as you mentioned in your introductory comments, it flows out of what was initially the G7 or the G8. That was the core sort of capitalist countries or the core northern and western, the permanent five members of the UN Security Council, so Britain, France, United States, China, Russia. There was a feeling, I think, over the last, let's say, you know, 10 or 15 years, that club needed to be expanded because politically and economically the world was changing. So basically India, for example, Brazil, South Africa, after we became independent, became sort of key players on the international stage in their own continents, in their own regions, and were brought on board into an expanded kind of club of countries that essentially, as I put it one way, run the world. If you look at the G20, 80% of all world trade takes place out of the G20, and 70% of the world's GDP comes from the G20. So these are the countries that are at the sort of top of the political and economic pile, so to speak. And in some ways, it's a very elitist club. It's a very elitist gathering because they are if you think about how many countries there are in the world, and then you think about 20 of them basically running the show, this is about agreeing on the rules, on the economic rules, the trade rules, on who gets what, on who has certain spheres of influence and other things. It's expanded, obviously, to take on a range of other issues, but fundamentally that's what the G20 is about. It's about a group of countries that are sort of politically and economically the most powerful, or at least the most influential in the world, coming together to set the rules and to agree on what is necessary to maintain their own status.
Yeah. And of course, I mean, like the way you put it, Dr. McKinley, you know, Now, someone would say, like, when we look at South Africa's economy, we're not doing very well. Our GDP is struggling. We've seen the first and the second quarter of our GDP. Then the question would be now, what propels South Africa to be part of the G20? What is it that South Africa is being put in there?
Well, I mean, you know, after 1994, South Africa, darling of the world, Nelson Mandela is our president. So it was also seen as a very geopolitically important country because of not only what had happened here in terms of the overthrow of apartheid, but of where we're located in terms of the trade routes and everything else. Also, despite the fact that in global terms, South Africa is a fairly, you know, small economy, the fact is of one of two in the African continent. So we play a role in our own continent, in our own region. And given the fact that our own continent and region in South Africa are crucial to natural resources and extraction of a lot of things that the West and the North need for their manufacturing, for other sorts of other things, this makes South Africa punch above its weight. And therefore, that's why, in many cases, it was brought on board and been made a part of these clubs as a result.
And then in the African continent at large, is South Africa the only country that they are part of the G20?
No, I lost you there for a minute. Sorry.
Yeah, I was saying, you know, South Africa, are we the only African country represented in the G20?
Yes, we are. We are the only individual country, but the African Union, the AU, is represented in the G20. So our continental body has a seat at the table. But in terms of as a independent country, we are the only ones that are there. Yes, from Africa.
Oh yeah. Well, that sounds very good. But yeah, and then in terms of this summit taking place, obviously then there were the back and forth of finally we know that Trump is not coming. And then looking at its stature, if we're not going to have the U.S. president, whom that the baton needs to be passed through him, does that now have a major impact in terms of its stature?
I don't really think so. I mean, look, it's not the best scenario when the president of the United States, you know, is not going to be present. But I don't think it makes much of a difference. I mean, these summits are basically, it's like peacocks strutting around. The leaders make these long speeches. They say they'll do, but it's not really the summit that really counts. It's what goes on behind the scenes, what kinds of agreements are being made between the officials in different kinds of departments. So clearly the United States is going to be involved. It's just going to not be the president who's going to be here. So my sense is that while it symbolically might be important, practically it doesn't make much of a difference. The question, of course, is whether or not under Trump, the United States itself or the United States government is really interested in basically being part of a collective of nations. It seems as though the United States and Trump in particular right now just wants to do its own thing. So I think it's more the politics of Trump and what he represents than it is his presence at the actual summit.
Absolutely. Justin McKinney, thank you so much for your time and great, great insight, I must say. I really appreciate your time.
It's always a pleasure. Thanks, Elvis. Bye.
It's a very big thank you there. To our guest, Dr. Dale McKinley, who is a political economist, just taking us through to the G20. What is this big animal called the G20? You've had great, great, great insights coming out there from Dr. Dale McKinley.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.